I have been getting Factor meals delivered for probably a few years now, and when I first discovered these, they were really a game changer. They are fresh meals that get delivered right to my house, pop them in the microwave, and 2 minutes later, I have a healthy, protein-packed lunch all ready to go. I'm like, where were these when I was in the classroom? I like how there's so many different options, so I never get bored, and that I'm eating healthy without having to do a whole ton of cooking. If you are looking to eat healthier, to do takeout less, or to just have something taken off of your plate mentally, having your lunches or dinners set up ready to go, I highly suggest checking out Factor. It's what I have tried, and I really think you would love it too. Head over to factormeals.com/Sasha50off and use code Sasha50off to get 50% off your first Factor box. If you're ready to try this, this is such a great deal. Get 50% off your first Factor box plus free breakfast for a year. Love that. Make healthy easier with Factor. Before we get started with this episode, I want to share something that I think could be a game changer for your classroom. Now, as a former special education teacher, one of the things I struggled with the most was creating activities, resources, and curriculum for my classroom. I did not realize that that was part of my job. I have spent the last 10 years developing the Autism Helper curriculum based on what was missing from my former classroom. And now we finally have a way for school districts to purchase this curriculum directly for their teachers. The Autism Helper Curriculum Access is an annual subscription that provides access to all levels and subjects of our curriculum. This curriculum is rooted in evidence-based practices, it's aligned to the standards, and we just completed our pilot case study showing the overall effectiveness. To learn more about how your district can get curriculum access, head over to theautismhelper.com and click Curriculum Access. Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board-certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism. Welcome back to the Autism Helper Podcast. Today we're going to talk about creating a man down schedule. I've actually been talking about this in a lot of my trainings in January, and it sparked some really great discussions, and I realized I hadn't talked about this on the podcast yet. So in so many schools, we are seeing classrooms be chronically short-staffed. And this isn't like someone's sick a lot or calls out a lot. It's that positions aren't being filled. Maybe you're supposed to have two positions in your class, and one position has been left unfilled for half of the year or big portions of the year. We are also seeing a lot of staff turnover. We're seeing staff change frequently, maybe staff being burnt out and quitting and having to hire new staff, and then it takes a while to hire new staff. So there are these breaks in the schedule where, again, you're supposed to have maybe two or three staff members and you only have one or two. When we create our schedules, we create it with the optimal amount of adults that we think we're going to have in our classrooms. But when we're facing these issues of being chronically short-staffed, of having staff members that are out a lot, or having a high rate of staff turnover, we're forced to scramble on a daily basis and then work with a schedule that doesn't make sense. So to combat this, you can create a schedule with one person gone. So for example, I'm going to use this kind of structure of having a classroom with one teacher and two paraprofessionals. But let's say that one position has been unfilled. Let's say one position that staff member's out a lot. You're going to create your typical class schedule for one teacher and two paraprofessionals, how you would plan that day and that week. You're also going to create a schedule for when one person is gone. So one teacher and one paraprofessional. And you don't need to put the name, just Sasha, the teacher role, and then one paraprofessional in that role. And you're going to rework and remake that whole schedule. And this is going to take some creativity because it's not like, oh, just delete this group or delete the column of what the one para was doing. you want to really rework it to think, hey, man, if I have one staff member for a month, what does my day-to-day look like? Some options you have here, first off, is creating bigger groups. Maybe you have 12 students and you want to have kind of roughly three groups of four. Maybe you've got one group with five kids, one group with three. Now, if you have two staff members, you might want two groups, or you might want three groups and one group always in a break. You have to get creative with what that looks like and think about which groups could be combined. The other thing that you can do is add in more break time. It doesn't necessarily have to be a work break, like independent work and work task boxes, because you might be thinking, wow, that's a lot of work for me to prep. These can be leisure breaks. You can have students doing puzzles, doing Sudoku, doing crossword puzzles, doing coloring pages. You can have students playing games. You can have just playtime. I personally love any rotation that's a Monday through Friday rotation, meaning you pick five activities and you assign them to each day of the week. So for example, I might have an extra free time in my week sometimes, and I might call that free time purple free time, just so I can label it as something. And I'm going to make a purple free time schedule. On Mondays, if we have purple free time, we're going to play bingo. On Tuesdays, if we have purple free time, we're going to do math bins because I've got some extra math manipulatives. If you're someone who supports learners with autism, whether you're a special ed teacher, an RBT, or a parent who wants the very best for your child, high-quality applied behavior analysis training can make such a huge difference. If you've ever thought about deepening your expertise or advancing your ABA career, The Ohio State University has a program designed specifically for that. Ohio State offers a fully online Master's of Arts in Special Education with a specialization in applied behavior analysis. And what's really cool is the program is fully ABAI accredited, which means all of the coursework and the degree meet the requirement to pursue your BCBA and get that credential. This is a field that is continuing to grow. In fact, the job postings have increased by 102% in just 2 years for BCBAs. So the demand for highly trained ABA professionals is definitely there. And I love the flexibility that this gives you. There are so many workplace options as a BCBA. Now, I got my master's in ABA when I was a classroom teacher, so I appreciate that Ohio State has this flexible program. It's fully online. It's designed for working professionals, which back when I got my degree, there were not that many out there. So if you're currently a teacher or an RBT, this is a great opportunity to advance your knowledge while keeping your full-time job. So if you've been thinking about it, now is the time to do the research and learn about this program. Check out Ohio State's online ABA master's program. You can visit go.osu.edu/autismhelper. I'm going to link that in the show notes. That's go.osu.edu/autismhelper. If you've been stuck on a 6-month wait list for a psychiatrist or bouncing between online mental health sites trying to find the right medication support, Talkiatry was built for you. It's a virtual psychiatric practice that actually fits your life and your insurance. Talkiatry is a 100% online psychiatric practice that provides comprehensive evaluations, diagnoses, and ongoing medication management. Unlike therapy-only sites, Talkiatry is psychiatry. That means that you'll be seeing a medical provider who can diagnose mental health conditions and prescribe medication when appropriate. All of their over 600 clinicians are in network with major insurers, so you can use your existing insurance instead of paying monthly out-of-pocket subscriptions or those out-of-network fees. Head to talkiatry.com/Sasha and complete the short assessment to get matched with an in-network psychiatrist in just a few minutes. That's talkiatry.com/Sasha to get matched in minutes. On Wednesday in purple free time, we're going to do worksheets, and I'm going to photocopy a bunch of coloring pages and word searches and things like that. And maybe I even have them grouped into, like, this is what, you know, this group can do, easier ones versus a group that harder kids can do. On Thursday in purple free time, we are going to just have free play. And on Friday in independent free time, we are going to do sorts. So I have a bunch of different sorts where you're sorting letters and sorting numbers and sorting vowel sounds to words, things like that. Easy, low prep things. So now I have this rotation of Monday through Friday, what kids are going to do. So it's not the same thing every day. So if we have, let's say, a situation where staff is out sporadically, this is a great setup, because when you have this new man down schedule and you have to put purple free time into your day, there's instantly something prepped to do. You're not like having to that morning scramble and prep things. What a man down schedule does is remove the last minute kind of hustle of, let me rearrange the schedules, rearrange the groups, rearrange the activities, because you've thought about it ahead of time. And I would think about all the areas in your day that you have schedules. So obviously, first, we're talking about this spreadsheet schedule for the adults. What are you doing? What is the one paraprofessional there doing? But also for your students. So if your students have a paper schedule with photos on it and they have their regular rotation, you're going to also make a paper schedule with photos for this man down schedule. So what do we do if someone's out? They might be in a different group. They might have a different rotation. They might have more break time or free time. They might have purple free time like we've kind of been talking about. So you're going to literally make a second set of schedules for your kids and have that as backup. So when you show up that morning and you hear, hey, we got to pull this staff member's not coming, you go in and you swap out those schedules, you swap out the adult schedule, you're good to go. And think about that for all of your student schedules. If you have kids with movable piece picture schedules, know what that schedule needs to look like on the days that you're short-staffed. Maybe you have a picture model of what the visual schedule looks like. I always advocate setting those up, whether it's just taking a photo of the completed schedule, making a like mini schedule picture to see the order of the activities. Do the same thing and make that for the man down schedule as well. You want to think through every area you have to change and tweak, so in that morning when it happens, you're just good to go. Does this take more work up front? Yeah. But then on these days that happen more often than we'd like, we are prepped. We are ready. We feel confident in our plan. And you might get substitutes. Let's talk about substitutes for a second. You might get a substitute frequently. Maybe you do have a staff member that is, you know, not hired yet, and you have a position that's not hired, but they send you subs a lot, but it's different subs. You and I know, not all substitutes are created equal, right? There are certain subs that you're like, oh God, no, you can't be with my students. Sorry. And in those situations, you can use your man down schedule and then have that substitute do prep work in your class. Have them lice all your toys. Have them cut out laminating. Have them make photocopies. Have them go through the marker bins and figure out which ones aren't working anymore and throw those away. Have them lice all the doorknobs and all the iPads and all the computer mice, whatever. Have them do things like that. Maybe even have a list of those backlog activities that are just like, I don't need these things done, but it'd be nice to have done. And all of those things will help your classroom run more smoothly, and you can use a substitute for all of that. So if you don't have a man down schedule, I highly advocate making that this week. It's not going to be a ton of work, and you're going to feel so prepared for when these things happen, whether it's frequently or hopefully not super frequently, you will still have a plan in place. Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening. Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VB map and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum, everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.